And now it's time for The Last Call with Pastor Marty Nutter of Faith Lutheran Church in Tullahoma.
My text this morning is from our gospel reading from the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew the 4th chapter. John the Baptist had been arrested by Herod Antipas, and upon hearing that, Jesus withdrew into Galilee. And from that time on, Jesus began to preach, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And while Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. Peter and Andrew, along with Philip, were from the village of Bethsaida, located on the northeast side of the Sea of Galilee. And the name Bethsaida means house of the fishermen. Fishing was the main occupation there at the Sea of Galilee. Jesus said to Peter and Andrew, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." And the Bible tells us they immediately left their nets and followed him. And then the gospel reading says, going a little bit further, Jesus saw two other brothers, James and John, in the boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. And Jesus called to them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Now, we're never told what the father Zebedee thought about all of this. And yet, in this calling, as you know, three of these disciples would be three of Jesus' closest disciples during his public ministry. And those three were Peter, James, and John. The public ministry of Jesus Christ begins, and it begins with the calling of his disciples. John the Baptist had been arrested by Herod Antipas, and upon hearing that news, Jesus withdrew into Galilee. And from that time on, Jesus began to preach, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And then calling his disciples for his ministry to begin. Now notice what Jesus says to these men. Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. No longer will you catch fish. From now on, you will catch men. And as you and I have entered a new year, it is well to understand our mission as a church. It's to catch people for the kingdom of God, to lead people to Christ. And the bait? The message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is remaining faithful to the message and getting the message out. And we do not change the message. The message changes us. The message remains the same, that we are sinners, that we cannot save ourselves. God is merciful. He sent his own son, Jesus Christ, who went the way of the cross and died for us, taking our sins upon himself. And on that third day, rising from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and he is preparing a place for us in heaven. And he will return again to judge the living and the dead. And that's the message. That's the bait. It's the same message yesterday, today, and forever. Because Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, unfortunately, some churches have tried to change the message or come out with a different sort of bait. The Apostle Paul would remind us in Galatians chapter 1, even if an angel from heaven would preach a gospel other than the one that you have heard from us, let him be accursed. And let me be clear here. You and I will never convert anyone. That's God's doing. We hold out the bait. We hold out the message. We do the fishing. But God is the one who changes the hearts of men through his word that is proclaimed. It is the Holy Spirit who changes the hearts of men through the power of his word. And we are simply called to be farmers, to hold out the word of God to every person. Remember what Paul said, "I planted, Apollos watered, but God caused the growth." Planting the seed, doing the fishing, God will see to the rest. Perhaps you've seen that sign that says, "You catch them, he'll clean them." It's a matter of understanding what our role is. And that, my friend, is the role of every one of us. That's the mission of the church, to know Christ and to make him known. If you know Christ, make him known. Let's get to work. In Jesus' name, amen.
Rise and follow me. I'll make you worthy. Rise and follow me. I'll make you fishers of men. Rise and follow me. make you worthy. Rise and follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. Peter, John, and James could never be the same after they heard him say, I'll make you fishers of men.
He said,
rise and follow me, I'll make you worthy. Rise and follow me, I'll make you fishers of men.
He said,
rise and follow me, I'll make you worthy. Rise and follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. Cast your nets aside and join the battle tide. He will be your guide to make you fishers of men.
He said,
rise and follow me, I'll make you worthy. Rise and follow me, I'll make you fishers of men.
He said,
rise and follow me, I'll make you worthy. Rise and follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. Jesus bore the cross to gather in the lost. Oh, what a mighty cost to set us free from sin.
He said,
rise and follow me, I'll make you worthy. Rise and follow me, I'll make you fishers of men.
Said,
rise and follow me, I'll make you worthy. Rise and follow me, I'll make you fishers of men.
This may well be your last call to ever hear and respond to the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Don't delay. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. 2 Corinthians 6:2.